This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's a great nation with a great political process. It's flawed. There are problems with the way our political process works. There are many of them. If you want to call attention to them, you can, of course, call us at 1-800-955-1776. But it is great when there is a hotly contested election, but it's contested over issues, over a question of the right direction for the country. Well, that's not this one in 2020. Right now, there is a great obsession with process, with the horse race elements of it, and of course, people are paying attention to the fact that President Trump had a disappointing turnout. There's no two ways about it. He had a disappointing turnout at his rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Saturday night. I mentioned that one thing that is clear from his speech at the rally, which was a very, very long speech, and one of the things that if somebody wanted to risk getting fired, and of course you have to risk getting fired if you're going to be honest with a mercurial president of the United States, somebody has to tell him less is more. Really, I mean, he loves giving these long, rambling rally speeches, and the fans at the rally seem to love him. But you know what? For the far, far more numerous people who are watching at home or going to look at it afterward, I actually viewed it after our Sabbath on Saturday night. It's available on YouTube. And the entire rally process from the beginning of the acts to the long pause before Trump finally appeared on stage after Mike Pence introduced him, the entire process was like almost 4 hours. It was, as Dr. Johnson said of Paradise Lost by John Milton, "Twere none would say it were too brief." But President Trump went on for an hour and 41 minutes. And at least 15 minutes of that was an extremely painstakingly detailed description of President Trump's experience speaking at West Point and the controversy. And honestly, it's the dumbest controversy in the world. And President Trump is right about this. The media were ridiculous to focus on the way he walked down the ramp. I mean, it was a silliness on the part of mainstream media. And yes, they were silly to focus on the way that he brought the water glass to his mouth. But there is a reason that Trump spent so much time in his speech in a rather funny recounting of his experience at West Point. What's the reason? Because it's very, very, very much obvious to me now that the main point of attack against Joe Biden is going to be on Biden's senility. And I know that's a word that people do not want to hear. And certainly the prospect of a president suffering from diminished capacity is deeply, deeply problematic. But Trump went there last night in his speech. And the whole idea of going through this thing about why he was walking sort of bent over, walking down the ramp, and why he held the water the way he did was to reassure people that he is as fit as a bull moose and you can use him to the limit, to paraphrase what Theodore Roosevelt said, that he's really in perfect health, there's nothing wrong with him. But according to a brand new Trump ad just released this morning, this is in between President Trump's rally in Tulsa on Saturday night, and tonight he's, not tonight, tomorrow night, he's visiting Phoenix, Arizona. He's speaking at Dream City Church. He's speaking to 3,000 people there, and that church probably will be filled. By the way, most of the attendees in the church, unlike the attendees last night, are likely to be wearing masks. In any event, the Trump ad against Biden is one of the toughest U.S. political ads I think I've ever heard. Listen.
Joe Biden is slipping.
Rapidly rising in with...
Now at the age of 77 years old and running for president for the third time, Biden is clearly diminished.
All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
Sometimes I wake up and I think it's 1920.
Joe Biden does not have the strength, the stamina, and mental fortitude required to lead this country.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Tough ad. By the way, they have many, 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 many more clips of Joe Biden, and not all of them recent. I mean, we used to, years ago, we would play clips of Biden gaffes. Do I believe that Joe Biden is slipping? That's the title of the ad. Look, I think that he performed in multiple debates. What, they have 23 debates or something like that among the Democrats. There were lots of them. And in all of those debates, Biden, for the most part, managed to keep it together. He did say in one debate that there had been 150 million victims of gun violence.
Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
Yeah, what was he talking about? That had overstated it by a factor of about 100, 100 to 1. But the point about Trump, and this was the thing that was so entertaining about it. He was almost being self-deprecating. Now, Trump can't really do self-deprecating. That's just not in his DNA. But... he was talking about his visit to West Point, and he was talking about all the ordeal he had to go through. And first of all, he kept complaining that the sun was very hot and he was getting a sunburn and the sun was right in his face. And then he was complaining about the exhaustion he had to go through before he spoke, because all of the cadets who were graduating from West Point were supposed to come up one by one and have the president salute them. And he demonstrated how crisply he can salute. And he did it again and again in this rally in Tulsa. And then the president said that he said to the general, the presiding general, the commandant of West Point, wait a minute, there are 1,106 graduating members in this West Point class? And I have to salute 1,100 times? He said, what if I take two at a time? He said, okay, two at a time, but we can't do more. So as he put it, he had to do, he said 600. Okay, but he had to do 553 salutes to the West Point class. And he said, that was exhausting. That was a real idea. He said, it was a real workout. And then he showed the soles of his shoes, and the soles of his shoes were the expensive leather soles, and they aren't rubber soles. He said the general who was walking alongside him had great soles that really gripped. And he said the it was like a slide, he says, the ramp that he had to walk down. The ramp wasn't that bad. And he was concerned about what would happen if he fell on his, and he used the word for rear end, the unpolite word that we're not allowed to use on the air. And he said the fake news would be all over me. But why did he spend 15 minutes of his speech on this? Answer, because if he's going to slash and attack Joe Biden based upon Biden slipping, he has to show that, oh, no, no, they were all wrong. He is not enfeebled. He's at the peak of health and acuity. And he attacked Biden, talking about racial justice beginning with his retirement from public life. We will get to that and the specific attacks from President Trump, which we'll play for you. And what about him saying that he was slowing down testing because testing made us look bad, meaning him? Really? Or was that a joke? We'll get to that and more on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Become a MedHead and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at MichaelMedVid.com.
And at MichaelMedVid.com, when you sign up for MedHead membership, you're talking about a price now that it's June 22nd. It's still just 15 cents a day. And you know what? You get a 50% discount on all products from the MedVet History Store, whatever you want to download, plus access to this show 24/7. It's a great deal. Take advantage now. Go to michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com. You can become a member now. Okay. President Trump did not make history with his crowd last night. The Tulsa Fire Marshal's office, that I don't think has any motivation to lie, says that there were 6,200 people in the arena, the BOK arena. BOK stands for Bank of Oklahoma. And it seats 19,000 people. Now, I will tell you that based upon the views of the arena that they were able to show, it looked like it was more than one-third filled, which is what the fire marshal says. Only one-third of the seats were taken up. But this is a huge issue with the president, and I frankly don't think this is a productive debate for him or for the Democrats or for anybody, because the truth is that there was an overflow arena that was supposed to handle up to 40,000 people more who were not going to be able to get in because they had had requests for 800,000 tickets. And now there's talk that some of this was fraudulent, that there were followers of Korean pop. Why followers of Korean pop, who are called stans, want to have it in for President Trump, I don't know. But the claim is that on TikTok, there were lots of requests for tickets by this fraudulent efforts to make Trump look bad so that people would think it would be all filled up. None of that makes a lot of sense. And Brad Parscale, who is President Trump's campaign manager, at least for now, Brad Parscale said, look, we always got phone numbers. We checked the phone numbers, real phone numbers. And no, there really were a million people who asked for tickets, but only 6,200 showed up. Well, it's peculiar, but there was nothing peculiar, and something, the most spirited parts of his speech, as a matter of fact, were President Trump's attacks on his rival, Joe Biden, who, by the way, still hasn't named his running mate and still hasn't officially become the Democratic nominee, but everybody knows. And, here is, President Trump trying to make the case that racial justice only begins when Biden retires from public life. It goes along with the Biden is slipping mantra that they've launched in ads today. Here's President Trump on Saturday night.
Biden is a very willing Trojan horse for socialism. When Biden first ran for president over 33 years ago, remember I used to call him 1% Joe, he never got more than 1%, until Obama took him off the trash heap. But he blatantly copied the speech of a British politician, even ripping off the man's personal biography and family history, and claiming it was his own. He forgot to say he was born in America.
Okay, that was Biden's ill-fated presidential campaign of 1988. And we've played some of that audio for you, and it's deeply embarrassing. And it's going to be an issue again, of course. President Trump also attacked Joe Biden for hypocrisy. Listen.
Joe Biden is a shameless hypocrite. Since 2003, he has delivered fawning eulogies to the funeral and at those funerals of three leading supporters of segregation, including a former member of the KKK. And yet Biden is now smearing as racists tens of millions of people like yourselves, decent, hardworking Americans who he's never met and he frankly probably doesn't want to meet. America should not take lectures on racial justice from Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. A man who praised and partnered with segregationists, shipped millions of black American jobs overseas, and everyone else's jobs, too, by the way.
Okay, and what he's talking about, basically, is there was a funeral for Robert Byrd, who was one of the longest-serving United States senators in history. He's from West Virginia. And Robert Byrd, early on, was a Grand Cyclops. He was an official of the Ku Klux Klan. He, of course, apologized for it, regretted it. But no one joins the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, today, that would be enough to prevent any statue from standing up, even though Robert Byrd rejected the Klan later in life. And it simply shows how far we've come that his colleagues from the Senate, people who had worked with him for years and years after he died, spoke warmly of him without necessarily touching upon his background in the Klan. But this, again, is going to be a line of attack on Joe Biden. Why? Because President Trump thinks he's going to win lots and lots of African-American support? That's probably a long shot. He got 8% of the black vote last time. That was more than Mitt Romney, who got 6% of the black vote when he ran. But Mitt Romney is running against Barack Obama. The basic appeal that President Trump is making when he talks about Biden giving a eulogy, and I'm sure they'll use it in an ad, for Robert Byrd, Ku Klux Klansman, and I'll use it together with a picture of somebody in a white hood and a Ku Klux Klan outfit, is basically to depress black turnout, to make sure that the kind of massive turnout that showed up for Barack Obama and did not show up for Hillary Clinton won't materialize for the candidate president designate Sleepy Joe. He also talked a little bit about Biden policies. Listen.
Virtually every policy that has hurt black Americans for half a century, Joe Biden has supported or enacted. I've done more for the black community in 4 years than Joe Biden has done in 47 years. Racial justice begins with Joe Biden's retirement from public life.
Okay, that's a strong line of attack. And despite the small crowd, despite the missed opportunity, tell you what, missed opportunity, I think anybody who is writing off the Trump campaign at this point is deeply foolish. I'll tell you why. And more on Black Lives Matter in the campaign coming up.
Is anybody listening? Hear me out there.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says there's no signs that a second wave of coronavirus will happen in the United States, despite spikes in some states as states reopen.
We've got the testing procedures, we've got the diagnostics, we've got the PPE, and so I really think it's a pretty good situation.
President Trump says he supports the idea of giving Americans a second round of financial aid amid the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump telling the Scripps Television Network in an interview that he backs sending out a second check and he'll be working with Congress on a bipartisan bill. Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling the Republican bill on police reforms a common sense measure. The Kentucky Republican also stressing that the operation of police departments is largely up to state and local governments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved.
Here you are, as smart as they themselves. Okay. You're frighteningly smart, but so's the devil.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that some of the smart people helping to advise President Trump should have helped him with is that this was a missed opportunity. When President Trump got up there to speak on Saturday night, it didn't matter. People are focused on the fact that the arena wasn't filled. It wasn't close to filled. Apparently 6,200 people, as fire marshal said, of a 19,000 seat arena. The far more embarrassing aspect of this was President Trump and Vice President Pence were supposed to go over after they had spoken to the arena to an overflow crowd, which was outdoors. So there was less danger with the transmission of the COVID-19. And they're supposed to go to this big outdoor rally. And that was going to be the triumphant end of their evening. Even before President Trump got up to speak, they had canceled that because there was nobody there in the outdoor rally. Anybody who wanted to come into the indoor rally could. There was plenty of room. There was plenty of room. Yes, there were some scuffles on the outside with some protesters and demonstrators. And the Washington Post confirms that, yes, there was one gate of several gates to the BOK arena. And in that gate, there was a 15-minute delay with people getting in. But it was not people who were kept out of bounds. And Brad Parscale, who, again, the rumor mill is that he's going to be dropped as campaign manager for President Trump, I think that would be stupid because Parscale is smart. I don't know how this thing happened. I think it is possible that a TikTok and various K-pop groups. By the way, if there's somebody out there who knows why K-pop fanatics, people who like Korean popular music, would have an interest in harming the Trump campaign. If you could explain that to me, this is not North Korea, this is South Korea. I mean, North Korea doesn't do much for K-pop. I mean, what is the deal here? But Parscale says And he told the Washington Post, look, we checked it. We weeded out a bunch of bogus phone numbers. And the phone numbers that we got all checked out, and there really were a million people who applied for it. And Pascal says that people were scared away by all the talk of coronavirus. And then the last moment on Friday night, Saturday morning, they revealed that six members of the Trump advance team, the team that was preparing the rally, including two members of the Secret Service, had tested positive for COVID-19, for coronavirus, which causes COVID-19. And by the way, there's another, again, they're back. Trump called it last night in one of his riffs. He called it the Kung Flu. And I guess it's kind of funny. I don't find that profoundly racist. I don't find it racist when he calls it the Chinese virus. Obviously, he is trying to make it clear that he will be very tough on China in trade deals and in any military challenges they have. And he is not going to abide political correctness by denying the fact that the virus arrived from China. And he has never claimed, and I don't think he could or should, that it was deliberately brought over to the United States. The problem with the missed opportunity was this. The moment we're going through in the country at large, and this very much includes all of the back and forth about Quaker Oats announcing the end of Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima is gone. Actually, probably should have been gone a long time ago. The Uncle Ben is gone. There were attacks on Snap, Crackle, and Pop because the three elves with Rice Krispies were all white. I mean, it's kind of a crazy moment. And particularly coming the day after Juneteenth. And the president was right. I mean, when he was informed about the conflict with Juneteenth in Tulsa, he basically changed immediately. And they changed the date for the rally. Now, I don't think that depressed the turnout. But there were the stories about the advance team coming down with coronavirus. People are frightened about that. People are frightened about traveling anyway. And, yes, there were widespread reports, and it is true, that cases were spiking in Tulsa. Tulsa had the greatest increase in one-day cases the day before this rally. And who knows where they're going to be now. But the truth of the matter is that, look, the Trump campaign made a mistake by inflating the numbers and building up expectations. Trump always makes a mistake when he makes claims that there's not a single empty seat in any of his rallies. And then, who cares? The point is he reaches millions of people through the internet, through TV. And he is honing a campaign message that could be very effective. And it's a challenge to Joe Biden for this reason. President Trump kept coming back again and again and again. He did not begin with a tribute to Juneteenth. He did not begin the address by a tribute to the Greenwood neighborhood, which was wiped out by white rioters. It was the Black Wall Street. That was a great opportunity for him because that was a business area. This is where black people back at the turn of the century, 100 years ago and more, had built up very successful, thriving businesses. It was a big neighborhood. There were 35 square blocks in Oklahoma City, in Tulsa, and it had been wiped out in literally a few hours of hideous violence, and it looks a bit like Dresden after the war. If you look at the photographs, there was estimated 300 people killed. If President Trump had given some tribute to all of those very hardworking, innovative, upwardly mobile black people who had built up the Black Wall Street to begin with, using the free market system, not relying on government, not relying on special treatment, just relying on a fair shake. And that is something that President Trump can campaign on. And the idea that they used to call Atlanta the city too busy to hate. And, okay, he wants America to get too busy to hate. And all of that can be positive, could be a moment of actual healing. But for President Trump, he began by talking about the Veterans Administration and how there were very bad people at the Veterans Administration and they needed to be fired. And does anybody going to parse his speech that carefully? The answer is no. But Biden has a gigantic problem. The problem isn't Joe Biden slipping. The problem is Black Lives Matter. And the problem is the radicals in the Democratic Party. Right now, with people vandalizing statues all over the country, from coast to coast and everywhere in between, and not just in the South, with people taking such radical points of view and trashing the American heritage and attacking all four of the Rushmore presidents, Joe Biden needs a sister soldier moment. That was what won the election for Bill Clinton in 1992. He had the guts to speak out against Jesse Jackson and some hate-filled extreme left and black racist rants by the sister soldier against cops. And Joe Biden is going to be deeply vulnerable. If defund the police remains a slogan that is embraced by the left anywhere, and Joe Biden has not somehow distanced himself from that, he's deeply vulnerable. It is going to be necessary for Biden to give some speech very clearly demarcating the idea that he's in the American mainstream, or this will not be a close election. And that is a fact that even the most partisan Democrats ought to acknowledge. 1-800-955-1776.
There's only one person who is a proven changemaker.
Michael Medved.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
And do join today, and you can, I am informed, still take advantage of the Spring 40 $20 off break if you use the promo code SPRING40. Plus, that gives you 50% off on all the offerings from the MedVet History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. And do it today. Time is running out. Okay. The very latest on CHOP, which is the Capitol Hill organized protest. It is the Capitol Hill, they say, occupied protest. It is not an attempt to create a separate nation, but it is an attempt to keep the police out. What's really tremendously shocking, I'm just reading this, mayor has now acknowledged that even though it is a summer of love and it's peaceful and it's wonderful during the day, at nighttime, things are more dicey in this particular urban paradise. And two shootings in the last 3 days. After 2 a.m., writes Washington Post, the festivities turned violent. One eyewitness, this is on Friday night, Saturday morning, described an argument that escalated into a fight and resulted in 10 gunshots. The suspects fled while volunteer medics who were stationed on the same corner rushed to treat the victims. Upward of 20, quote, sentinels who were supposed to provide security to the police-free protest zone also responded to the scene. The city said 911 calls placed about a half hour apart indicated that the men were shot a block away from each other. So two victims. There's another victim from last night. In body cam footage of the same exchange, it shows that the police finally took, because they called 911, police came in, but they were resisted in the midst of a shooting. And, as a matter of fact, most of the police cars left when they got the wounded out of there. But how are they going to find the killer? Because one of these victims died. And apparently one of the police cars that was slow to leave was attacked with a cop in it. He got out okay, but his car was pelted and attacked and punched on and kicked. This is not a way to run a major city. And here is, over the weekend, they tried a new strategy called a blackout. And the blackout was supposed to provide a segregated space just for African-American people that would be a healing space and would be complete with white guards standing around the area preventing any other white people from going inside or any Asian people or any Latino people, nothing. Just black people, blacks only. Here is audio of someone with a camera who was trying to enter the area but didn't have the right skin complexion. Listen.
How long's the blackout going for?
Till 8 p.m.
Okay, so I have to wait till 8, basically?
You're welcome to, like, hang out in the perimeter area.
Well, the thing is, I'm half Italian, half Colombian, so do I get a pass to get in there, or...?
Well, this space is right now held for just black.
Oh, just black, okay.
Yeah.
So, full black, you're saying?
If you have black ancestry, or if you have experienced oppression because you are black, then you can enter this space.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, does he have to prove that he has experienced oppression because he's black, given that he's half Colombian and half Italian? This is madness. And by the way, you wonder if they've organized this thing. Whatever organization is saying this is a space for blacks only, would that be a violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964? And other statewide civil rights laws to enable it? Wouldn't you think so? This is truly bizarre. There's also a terrorist stabbing, three people dead in Reading. That's not Reading, California. It's not Reading, Pennsylvania. It's Reading in the United Kingdom. And it is a Libyan immigrant who had been... called to the attention of police because of his radical Islamic ties. That threat has not gone away. And it is vividly brought to life in a new movie that just opened streaming. And it is a shockingly effective movie, not based on a true story, but it could be. The film stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's called 7500. Here's what you would be getting into if you... encounter this tough film.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays an American pilot for a European airline whose plane is taken over by terrorists in the ingenious and riveting thriller 7500. Now streaming on video on demand.
We have a 7500.
Several men attacked our cockpit. We stopped them from now.
They have a hostage they're going to kill if I don't open the door.
Part of the impact of this unforgettable film is a sense of claustrophobia in that locked cockpit. With literally all of the action unfolding in that cramped space and only gut-churning hints of what's happening on the rest of the plane, the film builds up almost unendurable tension with disturbing scenes of gore and death. And the background and purposes of the terrorists remain as mysterious to the audience as to the pilot who's the central character. No, it's not an epic masterpiece, but 7500 is the very definition of a smart little movie. 3.5 stars.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And 7500, I was pleased to see, has gotten a fairly positive general critical response since it was released for the first time on Friday. Let's go quickly to RJ in Tacoma, Washington. RJ, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Michael. Two things. Number one, I had a question for you, and the other thing, I wanted to make a point. My question is, Juneteenth, where did this come from? I've been listening to the Democrats for 30 years. I've never heard them mention Juneteenth one time until the last 50 days. That's my question. Number two,
okay, what's your other point?
And isn't this just more of the Democrats' fake history? Like, you know, they always mention Jim Crow, but they never come out and say, well, that was our guy. He was a Democrat, and that was our policy. Or just like the 1619 Project or any of this stuff. I mean, you know, the sheriffs that were out there on Selma or the police on Selma, those weren't just police. Those were Democrats ran the police. See, everything gets left out of our history, and I'm getting fed up with it. There's no wonder nobody knows what's going on.
Well, I do think it's worth pointing out time and again that the people who were the leading segregationists, like Bull Connor, the police commissioner in Birmingham, Alabama, who used the water hoses and the dogs, he was a Democrat. They were all Democrats. George Wallace, who ran as a segregationist candidate and carried five states in 1968. Democrats, Democrats all. That's fair enough. And by the way, Wayne Perryman, who's been a guest on this show, wrote a good book about the cover-up of Democrats' role in segregation and Jim Crow. It's called Unfounded Loyalty, and it's worth checking out. RJ, I think you would enjoy it. On this first question, what about Juneteenth? I knew about Juneteenth, but I think I was one of the few white Americans who did. A lot more black Americans did. There were big crowds for Juneteenth going back to the 19th century. And it's been sort of a holiday that crept up on people. And, of course, today, I actually think Juneteenth is a nice idea because it's a celebration of freedom. And I read to people, and we could play for you at some point, the song that is the semi-official song of Juneteenth. It's called Lift Every Voice and Sing. It's written by James Weldon Johnson, and the melody is written by his brother. These are both two great black educators, and the message has to do with faith in God and thanks to God for deliverance from slavery and from difficulty, though the word slavery is never mentioned. And part of the idea of Juneteenth is it's based upon the very, very last slaves in the Confederacy who had been taken to the vicinity of Galveston, Texas, and then got the word on the 19th of June, about 2 months after the end of the war, that, yep, the war was over, the Confederacy was no more, and they were free. There's more attention to it today because of what the country is going through, just like there's more attention to some of the guilt of the Confederacy. We will continue the conversation. Now they're making war on a new kind of statues of a Jesus who might be white. We'll get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.